Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. I'm your host, Jeff Robson, playing you some of the best music that I can find and having some fun here in my basement, pre-recorded, of course. You can check out the show, tellthebandtogohome.com, or find us on the Facebook or the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here in my basement, also Jeff Robson. And I also got this other show, which I tell you about all the time and hope that you'll check out sometime, called Fly With Your Shadow. And this past week, I had a really interesting chat with a guy named Matt Masters, who we played his last record on the show a bunch of times, but it's been 10 years since that record. So, you know, haven't heard much from him in a while, but he's got a brand new record out. And that last record is his old stuff, was more, you know, kind of times changed, honky-tonk kind of rock and country kind of music. And his new record, Everybody Loves a Winner, has this new soul kind of a vibe to it. It's pretty great. And it features duets with a couple of Canadian heavyweights. And I figured, why not hear both of those now? Coming up in a few minutes, we'll hear him duet with Barney Bentall. But first, we will hear him singing along the sweet, sweet voice of Jill Barber. And then, from that conversation that we had the other day, I'll let him tell you about this new record. And if you heard Fly With Your Shadow, this stuff wasn't on it. So this is this bit of the interview I kept back for you today. So this is new to you. So we'll talk to Matt Masters about his new record, but first, here's him and Jill Barber singing so sweetly in an old Ian and Sylvia classic.
There is a young man that I know, his age is 21. Comes from down in southern Colorado. He just got out of the service and he's looking for his fun someday soon. Going with him someday soon.
My parents cannot stand him 'cause he rides the rodeo. My father said that he will leave me crying. I would follow him right down the roughest road I know.
He was just as wild in his younger days. So blow, you old blue northern, won't you blow my love to me?
He's riding in tonight from California,
and he loves that damned old rodeo more than he loves me. Someday soon, going with him someday soon. Someday soon, going with him someday soon.
It's a different record than we're used to from you. We're kind of used to you. First of all, you know, you're primarily you've done a lot of covers, but you're primarily an original song guy on your records, I think. And this is all covers. And then also, we're kind of used to more of a country honky tonk kind of a sound from you. And now this has this real kind of soul vibe to it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I definitely found myself diving more into soul in the last, decade or so. And a couple trips to Memphis for assorted music conventions and stuff like that definitely helped. I think I've always just felt a bit of a connection to that sound. You know, maybe I saw more of the Elvis Presley and Johnny Cash side of Memphis, but a few trips down there and a deeper dive into the music of the community taught me a bit more about Stax Records and a bit more of the black music and, you know, that kind of East Memphis soul sound. And it really always just, it just resonates with me. And then, yeah, like the story about how the album came about was, because in the Caribou Express, one of my jobs in the Caribou Express is to sing some classic country, you know, like an Eddie Arnold song or, you know, whatever it's going to be. We have a bunch of songwriters in that band, and I'm not the most prolific songwriter, you know, by any stretch. So I've always embraced the role of being the guy who takes on a cover song and has some fun with it. And we were doing this song, Then You Could Tell Me Goodbye, which is John Loudermilk wrote the song. It's an interesting tune. It's not like, it's not a super well-known song. But in its day, like Eddie Arnold covered it and then James Brown covered it like almost in the same year, I think, you know, which is like, that's pretty weird. And I heard Betty Swan, a soul singer, her record, I have one of her records and she was singing it on there. So I brought it to the Caribou and they were like, yeah, let's put this in the show for sure. And I was singing away, doing my soulful thing, you know, and just having some fun, like stepping away from my guitar, you know, like just being a singer. Like I've got, usually in my show, I play rhythm guitar, you know, that's like so many of my ilk. But with the Caribou Express and having seven people on stage, like I don't have to play rhythm guitar. There's two other rhythm guitars on stage. So why don't I just like work on my dance moves and just do some singing? Cause I'm a singer first, you know, that's what I mostly get off on. You know, like I like playing guitar too, but like I really love singing. And so the chance to just sing with a microphone in hand, I jumped at it. And then I was just in the wings after singing it. And Leroy Steger, he was just like, dude, let's come to Lethbridge in the spring. Let's make this record. Like, we'll fly the guys out. Let's make this record. And so that's what we did. You know, we brought out the Express Band, who obviously are players I played with for a decade plus. And we brought some songs into the mix that had been standards for the Caribou Express, like My Rifle, My Pony, and Me, you know, done out for years together. And then we also found a bunch of songs in the studio. You know, our bass player, Rob Becker, recommended Walk a Mile in My Shoes about 2 or 3 days before the session. And I totally didn't know the song at all. And it's become like my closing number in the Caribou Express shows for the last 4 years now. Like it's, you know, it just went, like it fit me so well, you know, that I was like, oh my God, how have I not been singing this my whole life? But there you go. It leads off the record. And I just, you know, it's been a coming, and since then it's standard on my live show, my honky tonk band. We played a bit more honky tonky, but like, yeah, it's a great tune, you know? And so, yeah, I just got to explore some of the, you know, some songs I've always loved to sing Someday Soon. You know, For the Good Times, Kris Kristofferson's For the Good Time, you know, just like, I love these country tunes. And then there's also like a Magnetic Field song on there. Papa Was a Rodeo. And Magnetic Fields, of course, was like, you know, their album, that song came out in like 2001, I think, 69 love songs that kind of, I don't know, like, I don't know exactly how to describe, Magnetic Fields. They're, you know, like they're like a pop band. So like they're a spacey pop band or a clever songwriting pop band. And I just always dug that tune. I'd heard it covered by Kelly Hogan, the singer who works with Nico Case quite a lot. And I found both versions, the original and Kelly Hogan's version, pretty enchanting. And so I just connected to that song. And also because it just fits, like my dad was an architect, but my dad also like he was a total cowboy architect. So he would like ride horses on the weekend and then do building stuff during the week. And, you know, he won a couple belt buckles. He won a saddle as a penner. You know, he was totally a Toronto born city guy by all, like every stretch, cowboy Pete, you know, but he'd drive his, you know, his Mercedes Benz, and it was all be truck, 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 Mercedes Benz, truck, 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 truck. But like, so Papa was a rodeo. My dad was a total cowboy, you know, like he's a bit of a renegade in his own way. And then my mom is a rock and roll band, you know. My mom also grew up in Toronto, and she was an early advocate for rock and roll, you know, where she, like she twice got on the cover of a local Toronto newspapers for just being at shows, you know, and typically to her mother's great dismay, you know, like there's a Stones show at City Hall, I think, or something like that. And someone got stabbed at it or something like that. And my mom was on, it was just a crowd shop. There was my mom like front and center, and you know, my grandparents were terrified, but scandalized by this rock and roll this kid was into, you know? And so like that one to me was just a wicked song to pick. Cause like, it fits me so well, you know, like it's a, you know, it's a queer love song is what it is. And like, it's a beauty, you know, I just love that tune. So the chance to put it down into an album, I had to jump at it.
That's awesome. I know a lot of people are going to love this record. How do people get a hold of it? And are we ever going to see you back in Winnipeg? Are you too busy now?
Well, for sure. I'll get to Winnipeg again. No question about that. I mean, there's a lot of good fun to be had every time I'm there. I mean, it's worth noting, you know, my first record, full length record, came out on the Derangers Dollar Tone label back in 2000 something. And so my connections through the Derangers, through my good buddy Rami Mays, you know, to Winnipeg have always been really strong. And with whether it's the Caribou Express or just with my band, any chance we get to Winnipeg is like the best, because it is true heartbeat of the country. And it's like Winnipeg is the music city that we all know that it is. It's tons of fun to be there. You know, yeah, like, well, the pandemic allowing, I'd be there this summer if I could, you know. You know, and then, I forgot the first part of the question.
Just how do we get the record? Like,
how do we get the record? Right. Yeah, it's 10 years since I released one. I totally forgot that part's important. Right. So mattmasters.ca is my website. And then, you know, it's available on YouTube, and it's going to be on Spotify and all the streaming platforms as well. We've done a pretty big pressing. We did 500 pressings. So there's going to be no shortage of vinyl available for people. We don't have it on CD, so it's just on vinyl. I'm actually going to do a thing, because I also have some vinyl left over from my 2010 record. So I'm going to do some bonus, you know, buy one, get one free kind of thing. Because when you have hundreds of old records sitting under your stairs, you should give them to people who want your new record. Yeah. So it's just like, and then just cause like, I have no planning. We also made a 7-inch at the same time, which is coming out like right now as well. Cause like, again, like do nothing for 10 years and then release two records at the same time. But like, the 7-inch is coming up. It has Walk a Mile in My Shoes as the B side. And the A side is just this like funny little tune I wrote a couple months ago about, traveling Alberta politicians. It's like a little protest song. And I just whipped it off one day and put it on YouTube, but it got 15,000 views that day. And I got featured on like CBC National and stuff. So, I just realized that there was a bit of an appetite for it. So we put it on a 7-inch with Walk a Mile in My Shoes on the backside. And that'll be coming out really soon too. So it's just like, there's unexpectedly some stuff in my horizon. Yeah. We've also got a live show that we'll release, because the KPD recorded one of our shows in October. Because we were still gigging into October, because we were doing a thing where I was singing in a bubble, a second room, you know? And anyways, we got a recording from that. And then I've actually written a whole other album now. So the next couple of years, we'll see a bit more regular releases, which is going to be great.
You'll have to send some of that stuff to Rami or something so that we can pick it up locally or something.
For sure. It'll definitely be available.
All right. Well, I don't know if there's anything else you want to touch on, but I feel like that was pretty exhaustive and pretty great.
You
provided a lot of great information there. And
thanks, Jeff. I mean, I really appreciate the interest and the opportunity to chat. You know, I mean, it's funny releasing a record in this era, like who even knows what it means, you know, like, and especially as an independent, you know, where all the media outlets are going to be tailored to not me. It's interesting and exciting to see that like there is still some interest in a local independent record. You know, like we've had some nice coverage in Calgary. You know, we've had a couple interviews. It's pretty exciting, you know. And it, I guess after 10 years, you just kind of forget, like it's pretty exciting releasing a record, you know. And I can't wait to hear what people think about the record. Like I know it so well now that I kind of forget that it's still new for people, you know. But like I can't wait to hear what people think. So it'll be great.
Well, I think it's great, and I can't wait for a lot more people to hear it.
The sun is sinking in the west. The cowboys go down the stream. The red bird settles in her nest. It's time for the cowboys to dream. purple light in the canyon. That's where I long to be with my three good companions, my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang
my sombrero
on the limb, of a tree.
Coming home,
sweetheart, darling. My rifle, my pony, and me.
Whippoorwill in the meadow sings a sweet melody. Riding to Amarillo,
my rifle, my pony, and me. No more cows
to be roping.
No more strays do I see
round the bend.
She'll be waiting for my rifle, my pony, and me. For my rifle, my pony, and me.
More stuff there from Matt Masters. The new record is called Everybody Loves a Winner. And I can't figure out how to buy the thing on his website or anything, so you'll have to stay tuned. But look him up online and send him a message. Let him know you want that record. That's pretty great. That features Barney Bentall there on My Rifle, My Pony, and Me. Since we're playing kind of westerny stuff here, I thought we'd tip our hat and pay a little bit of a tribute and a thanks to James McMurtry. Just got the news that his dad, infamous novelist, screenwriter, legend Larry McMurtry, just passed away. And so we'll send some love and thanks out to old James and his family, and play one or two from him here on Tell a Band to Go Home. Don't chase that carrot till it makes you sick.
what you think you're gonna prove. Just let it dangle till it falls off the stick, and that's when you make your move. And don't go chasing after shooting stars, trying to make yourself a name. You could joust at windmills with that old Fender guitar, probably do about the same. No more Buffalo, blue skies or open road. No more rodeo for these old boys. Take my Cadillac, park it out and back. Mama's calling, put away the toys. Did ever doubt my words? I guess they were just too tired to care. I'd point to the horizon, to the dust of the hearse, still hovering in the air. And somebody said it ain't any such. Man, you wish so hard, you're scaring me. Those are combines kicking up that dust, but you can see what you wanna see. Go on chasing after what used to be there. Top that rise and face the pain. But man, they were here, I swear. And not just these bleaching bones stretching across the plain. No more Buffalo, blue skies or open road. No more rodeo for this old boy. Take my Cadillac, park it out and back. Mama's calling, put away the toys. No more Buffalo, blue skies or open road. No more rock and roll as we all know it. Take my Cadillac, park it out and back. Mama's calling, put away the toys.
Dust it all. circle back, bleeding it to the bone. And I won't be here when there comes a day. It all dries up and blows away. I'd hang around just to see, but they never had much use for me. Coasters, watch them go. Now don't blame them one damn bit if they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just level in, as you can point your hand. Nothing but level in. Stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish. I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play smoke on the water. Joy to the world. I paid up all my debts. Got some change left over yet. And I'm getting on a whisper jet. Gonna fly as far as I can get. Leveling. Done the best I can.
Once I had a love from the Georgia Pacific. Paso was where we met, where you walked away. Guess our love was just an act, a part for you to play. The cactus had blossomed, the river on the rise. I never saw it coming, it was all a waste of time. He left me in a lone star state. He left me on a sunny day. He left me with the desert sand. He left me at the Rio Grande. He left me for a man. You love who you love. Baby, that's not a crime, but a cheater is a cheater. Your dirty laundry's on the line. High on a mountain, I see us for all we were. Since our sun is setting, so I'll just watch it burn. He left me in a lone star state. He left me on a sunny day. He left me with the desert sand. He left me at the Rio Grande. He left me for a man. But you can't always stand by your man. He left me in a lone star state. He left me on a sunny day. He left me with the desert sand. He left me at the Rio Grande.
Share. Sometimes I wonder how I got this far. I'm a long way from Houston, a long way from home. Never thought I'd be kind. Turned hours every time I go, and sometimes I wonder why I chose this road. Seen the wide open prairies, heard a blackbird call. I felt your heart breaking like an old George Jones song. Each and every sunrise carried back home, and sometimes I wonder chose this road. Singing songs in the kitchen, it's hearing guy on the radio, and seeing friends that we never see. It's better drinking alone. It's the way this guitar
closer to Houston. Snow's falling down from the sky. I'm stuck on this interstate highway. Can't get home no matter how hard I try. All them full bars all turned empty. Western sunset turns to night. At least I know I'm not the only song singer who's alone tonight. Singing songs in the kitchen, we're hearing guy on the radio, seeing friends that we never see. The way these guitars ring in an empty bar. And sometimes I wonder how I got this far. Sometimes I wonder how I
got this far.
Well, ain't that the truth, huh?
Let's get back to drinking now.
Something there from Zachary Lucky and Richard Inman, which is pretty great. Sometimes I wonder how I got this far. New kind of live video they've dropped there. Pretty great stuff. Before that, some stuff that I stole shamelessly from Sean on Boots and Saddle this week. Some stellar, stellar songs. We heard Melissa Carper in there with a song called Old Fashioned Gal when Sean played that the other day. I thought, man, this must be from like 1957 or something. Some, you know, classic country singer I've never heard, but it's brand new music out of Austin, Texas, an album called Daddy's Country Gold. And it's just got that old time sound. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Love that one. As did I before that, a lady named Charlie Marie, a new single called El Paso, which I don't know, there's something I just love about that one. And it's kind of got that, that Brokeback Mountain kind of vibe to it, I guess. So we threw that in there for Larry McMurtry. We heard something in there from Nancy Griffith, I Wish It Would Rain, from her album Little Love Affairs. And Larry actually has a credit on that record for inspiration and special assistance. Not sure what all that means, but Gail probably knows. She'll probably educate me. And a couple from James in there. Level Land, From Where'd You Hide the Body, and No More Buffalo, live in Europe. And our condolences out to James and all of Larry's family and friends. And I don't know. It seems like every year, every summer, pretty much, I think, man, I should probably read that Lonesome Dove book that everybody talks about. Haven't, but I should, and maybe I will, but probably I won't. We were talking before about the streams. A little bit of time left. We'll play you something, one or two, maybe from our pal Corin Raymond to end things off. He's got a streaming show of his own coming up now. He's been a little bit quiet on the social media over the past year. And he's been busy on the Patreon. If you're on his page, you can hear from him talking about books and music and playing new songs and stuff. And he did a Home Roots thing with Jonathan Bird and Scott Cook a little while ago, and it was so much fun, he decided to do some of his own. So he's got three shows coming up through Home Roots. They're all about 6 weeks apart or so. First one's coming up this Thursday, April Fool's Day. It's called Corin Raymond, Your Next Haircut. And, I thought we'd go back to his solo debut, the song I've been trying to learn how to play lately. And once again, it's not going well, but I'm trying.
Should have seen this waitress I knew back in Port Alberni. She was a wildflower. Her name was Nadine. Seemed like every friend I had in that valley was stone crazy, man. It's good that I got out of that scene. But I love getting high and I talk when I'm stoned, just like right now, like I'm talking to you. And I came 3,000 miles on a Greyhound alone. That leaves 3,000 miles left to do. And I was four nights in jail, and every morning I called my mother, she hung up the phone. And I was sicker than a dog, and that was my farewell. 4 days in a city cell, yeah, I've done Christmas alone. And I love getting high, and I talk when I'm stoned, like right now, like I'm talking to you. When you're 3,000 miles on a Greyhound from home, well, you got 3,000 miles left to do. Ooh. And I was crazy to buy that big black Chevy. I can't get it on the road till my license is good. come the end of July, it's my last court date. I can't wait to celebrate, stop by, do a line on the hood. Cause I love getting high and I talk when I'm stoned. Just like right now, like I'm talking to you. I came 3,000 miles on a Greyhound alone. That leaves 3,000 miles left to do. If I go back sometime, settle down, I'll take that bus back out west, find me an old lady. I always figured by 30 I'd stop smoking dope and screwing around. But I tell you, man, I love getting high and I talk when I'm stoned. It's like right now, like I'm talking to you. I came 3,000 miles on a Greyhound alone. That leaves 3,000 miles left to do. Man, I love getting high and I talk when I'm stoned. Just like right now, like I'm talking to you. When you're 3,000 miles on a Greyhound alone, you got 3,000 miles left to do.
I sure knew how to hate myself. I went back to school and I still never got my grade 12.
Still don't have it.
Cool of the basement book dust was school for me. Beat that poster for 20,000 leagues under the sea. The one show Robert Mitchum lighting a cigarette. Yeah, the Yakuza. And I still haven't seen that yet. 100 years ago, they were called samurai.
That's what it said. Not sure that's true, but it sure as hell always caught my eye.
Between those posters, something I'd never really seen before. And it was always there. It was a cheap guitar hanging by a string from the rec room door. Just a decorative artifact from your Churchill days. How come you never even told me there were songs you used to play? Songs like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, the theme to Peter Gunn. A few chords were enough for anyone. When you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961. And there was cobweb dust on the tuning pegs. And those old nylon strings. And who the hell knows when the last time was that you tried to tune that thing. But a buddy in a band, he taught my hand how to make a D.
You can bet that D chord led me straight to my first G. Now I ain't the only guy whose life got changed on a couch downstairs. No, man. But that first three chord song was the cure to all my cares. I was sneaking out nights, howling at the moon, telling the world. Yeah. And then everybody knew I was in love with a Jersey girl. And just like Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, the theme to Peter Gunn, a few chords were enough to get it done. Yeah, when you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961 in a Brandon music store. You were still a kid. You hung it on a string, but you kept that thing, and I'm glad you did. I ain't the only kid who was forced to sit at a piano stool. Those Lila Fletcher chorus books, man, they were worse than school. I got my third and final teacher fired because he used curse words. And what's that piano now but a box of songless birds? But I got my guitar with me everywhere I go. You know, I hung up your old harmony living room wall just for show. I make a living off this Gibson. It sees me through. I got a rec room education. Dad, that's down to you. Started with Hang Down Your Head, Tom Dooley, theme to Peter Gunn. A few chords, still enough for anyone. When you caught the Kingston Trio and all their crew cut collegiate brio, you picked it up in 1961. In a Brandon music store, you were still a kid. You hung it on a string, but you kept that thing, and I'm glad you did.
Something there from the great Corin Raymond from his latest record, Dirty Mansions of Winnipeg. That's Rec Room there, produced with Scott Nolan. Oh, so good. And from his debut record, Lonesome Night, we heard 3,000 Miles. Check him out Thursday on the Zooms with Home Roots. Check out Home Roots, routes.ca. We got to go. Thanks for being here. Check out more at telebandtogohome.com. Also check out Fly With Your Shadow, and thanks for being here. Hope you have a good week. Always glad to hear from you, Jeff at telebandtogohome.com. See you again next time.